Radio 1. All right, Stuart.
Good afternoon, Treacle.
How are you?
That's very good.
How's Gary, your friend? Because last time I spoke to you, you had kind of fallen out with him, hadn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? The cinema incident.
Yeah. Well, I've just commissioned a bit of art. I wanted to have a monochromatic Scarface, but...
Well, hang on a minute. You wanted to have a what?
I wanted to get Gary this painting, a monochromatic painting of Scarface.
Well, yeah, but hang on. I don't actually understand what that means.
Monochromatic?
Yeah.
Black and white.
Right, okay.
Two colours. One colour, sorry.
Right. Why are you getting this for Gary?
So a black and white picture.
I wanted to get him a black and white Scarface, but made a bit of a mishap, actually. I accidentally got a black and white Robbie Savage.
Right. I don't actually know what Scarface looks like. What
is Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
I don't know what Robbie Savage is like.
I didn't think you did.
You've lost us both.
Robbie Savage is a Welsh football player.
Oh, okay.
Plays for Blackburn. He's got very long blonde hair. He looks a bit like he should be in Home and Away.
Yeah, he's a bit of a clot, isn't he?
A clot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the worst thing Robbie Savage has ever been called, but yeah. We'll stick with clot.
Yeah, anyway, so I've got this black and white picture of Robbie Savage.
Is this a kind of peace offering to Gary after the fallout?
Yeah, well, you see, Gary was upset, and he'd just been sort of officially being dumped by this lady, so I'd gone round to comfort him, sort of try and empathise, really? But...
You'd gone round to try and comfort him?
Yeah, I was trying to empathise, but... Anyway, we were watching the music television programme MTV Cribs.
Were you?
You aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of it, yeah.
Oh, for those who don't know, it's like Through the Keyhole, sort of Songs of the Mystery, though, isn't it? It's the first time I've ever seen this programme. It's good.
It's also Sons Lloyd Grossman and Sons David Frost.
Yeah, exactly. I know, but Through the Keyhole is Sons Lloyd Grossman these days, isn't it? So you're not missing too much.
I don't think
Frost brought too much to besiegings. Anyway, so it's good. It's like an architecture and also home furnishings show.
They just go around famous people's houses and just kind of have a look.
Yeah, like contemporary hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
Show you around their crib and, explain the architectural features. Like, I don't know, this is my front room. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Look at this loft conversion. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
You like it, do you?
Oh, yeah. I've warmed to it.
It's been on for a few years, to be honest.
Oh, is it? I'm more of a VH1 man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, we were watching the Robbie Savage edition, and I was a bit retoxed at this point, a bit retoxed of the newt, if you will, Robbie Savage he's giving a tour of his sort of 900 square foot mock Tudor castle thing.
With an indoor pool.
Oh, he's got a lot. Yeah. He's amazing.
He's got a moat.
Oh, he's got a Diet Coke moat.
Oh, amazing.
He was like showing you around, like he starts. He was wearing this green suit with his birth weight in Roman numerals across the back.
They never let you down, footballers, do you?
Oh, in their classy. House. And like he shows you around his house, and it's like the turrets are themed like a Buddhism theme, and one of them was the Scarface theme. So and in it was the monochromatic paintings. So Gary had said that he quite fancied one of the pictures of Al Pacino. So I noted that down mentally. And I thought I'll buy him one of them.
Talking of MTV Cribs, we were going to try and get them to come around to my house. I quite like that.
Yeah. Is your house sort of have a plethora of TVs throughout it? In the toilet, I don't know.
No. The thing is, I've kind of just hired Laura here as my interior designer.
Right.
Oh, hello.
So I know nothing about this kind of thing.
I can recommend... The Rumbelows look is in at the moment. TVs everywhere.
Just TVs?
Everywhere, even in your toilet. You can watch your plasma whilst taking a dump. It's perfect.
Yeah, there are a lot of TVs, aren't there, in those houses?
It's a colossal, it's good stuff.
No, Laura's come up with something really horrible that she wants to put in my lounge.
What scheme is it?
And because I'm too stupid to know any better, she thinks it's really great. I think that I am having a joke played on me.
What is it, like an EastEnders-themed front room or something?
I think you're being paranoid, Scott. It's not that bad at all, right? What do you think of this?
Yeah.
You know those globe things you can get? You know, so it's like a world, and then... on a stand.
Yeah.
On a stand, open it up, inside you can
drink.
Yes, exactly.
Like an Art Deco palace.
Yes.
Like you'll be like Rockefeller in there.
That sounds like something Jack and Vera would have on the corner of their little corner bar in Corrie.
Might as well get a mural.
That goes with the EastEnders scene, then, doesn't it? Get like an Ian Beale motif across it. It'd be brilliant.
I think someone's taking the mic.
I'm really not.
Yes, you are.
I'd love one of those.
I think you need to concentrate on the more important things like fixing your tap.
If you get the Ian Beale globe, I'll swap it for my Robbie Savage painting.
So, how did you end up with a painting of Robbie Savage? Instead of Al Pacino.
Back to the original point.
I digress. Well, by this point, I'd had one too many of Gary's absinthe chocolate liqueurs.
He is a famous chocolatier, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. So whenever he's feeling a bit blue, he rustles up a batch. And in my drunken haste, I got a bit confused and accidentally commissioned a black and white Robbie Savage painting. We've all done it.
We have, yeah.
Yeah. Why can it have been Sid Owen?
So do you now have the Robbie Savage?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it. He hates him. I think he's a pretty universal.
I'm sure some Wales or Blackburn fans
are. Well, if you don't know who he is, Scott.
No.
Well, perhaps we could come into a trade here. With your globe. Did I say the milkshake is brilliant? He's one of the best. Good look at. Oh yeah.
You can have it like you know, if you walk into Posh and Bex's mansion, they're kissing each other. That's their picture when you walk. If you walk in through them, you could have a picture of Robbie Savage. First thing you see as you walk into your house.
I think you're all taking advantage of the fact that I don't know much about interior design or style.
Or Robbie Savage.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.